Good morning. It's so good to see you this morning. Two smiling faces, and you look so pretty and handsome. I was thinking of stories I might tell, and I really like to tell stories that are personal to me. And so this is a story that happened to me when I was 5. Jason, you're 6, right? Is somebody here 5 years old? Surely one of the girls, no? Okay, well, I was smaller than Jason, probably. And I was living with just my mom and my sister at the time, and it was before I was able to go to a Christian school where I could learn about how great is our God, or the fact that He loves us so much, and that He has angels that watch over us. It was before I learned the text, "For He will order His angels to protect you wherever you go." And do you know? That happened for me when I was 5 years old. My mom was working and she was going to school, and I guess it's because of that, that she would have my sister and I walk to and from the public school nearby. And this road was not like this main street in Sutherland here. It was more like the main street in Roseburg, where there were two lanes of traffic going both ways. And cars would get going pretty fast on that road along which we walked, and we would stay on the sidewalk. Mom had instructed us, stay on the sidewalk, be careful of the cars, you know, look both ways before crossing the street. And do you know, sometimes people do foolish things, and they want for God to protect them still. But sometimes people do things because they just don't think about it, or they make a wrong choice in a moment where you have to make a choice real quick. And toward the last day, maybe it was even the last day of school, we were walking home from school. I was 5 and my sister was 7. And we were carrying our papers in our hands. We had our hands full of papers, the work that we had done, and we had stickers and all kinds of things, you know, on our papers to tell us we'd done a good job. We were so proud of them. We were going to go home and show Mom, look what we did in school. We were so happy with those papers. And as we were walking along in Sacramento, California, sometimes there are big winds that come up. And all of a sudden, a big gust of wind came up and blew those papers right out of my sister's hand into the traffic. And she said, without thinking, "Jerry, get them." Here I was, wanting to please my sister, thinking, those papers are so important. I've got to rescue every one of them. And without another thought, I went running out into the street with cars zipping by. But what does the Bible verse say in Psalm 91? It says, "For He will order His angels to protect you wherever you go." Immediately, I forgot about the papers because there was loud screeching and cars that came really close to where I was. And I was more scared of the cars at that point than my sister losing her papers. So I was able to just sort of like back out of the road and get back on the sidewalk. And later when we went home and told Mom what had happened, she said, "Oh, Jerry, God's angels were watching over you." And I am so thankful. So wherever you go, whatever you do, even if you make a poor choice, remember, God has sent His angels to protect you. Thank you.